Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution. This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
You get nothing and you'll like it. You get nothing and like it. That's it. We got nothing on the border. Ukraine gets $60 billion, $95 billion in foreign aid, emergency supplemental. No idea how we're paying for it. And we got nothing on the border. Congratulations. Democrats were waving Ukraine flags and cheering yesterday in the House. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We have a we still have all these college protests that are happening right now, and they're getting very, very aggressive in a lot of different places. You've got police and riot gear on campuses, and apparently, I guess Speaker Mike Johnson is going to give remarks at some point. We'll dip into it. But I'm not happy with the speaker, and I'll tell you why. He told us, he said, no funding for Ukraine without something for the border. And there's nothing about border security in this foreign aid package whatsoever. And I just saw a few moments ago on Fox News, our friend Dr. Victoria Coates, Philly's own, talking to John Roberts. And she said, once again, we're doing this through emergency supplementals with no budgeting for how we're going to pay for it. So we're giving all this money out, and once again, we have no pathway to actually pay the bill for it. And we're just all, you know, we've become so used to this now, we don't even think about it. It's like, well, you know what, we just print more money and go further into debt and don't worry about how we pay for it. And I distinctly remember Speaker Johnson saying that that was going to be, we were not going to do that anymore. We were going to have up or down votes. You weren't going to cram things in. He crammed the TikTok ban in on this, but not border, though. And we're going to do up or down votes, and we were going to make sure that we had the money to pay for these things. I remember him saying those things. But he became speaker, and when you become speaker, something happens. They swap you out and put in a clone who then suddenly starts doing the talking points of the swamp. And then the swamp gets everything that they want, and the deep state wins again. And we get nothing. And we won't get anything for a year, at least. I mean, nothing on the border. You realize that. There will be nothing on the border. That's it. I mean, for the rest of this year, we were told that yesterday, and the Democrats won. They got everything they wanted. We got nothing. Ukraine got everything that they wanted. But Zelensky's thrilled today. He's thrilled. If you're a Border Patrol officer today, you're not happy. If you are an American who cares about national security, I don't know how you could be happy. I mean, if you think that bipartisanship and giving the Democrats a win, if that makes you happy, well, then, yay, this is a great day for you. And the Democrats love you because they were literally cheering. So Tom Massey, Congressman Tom Massey, has a video, and they're threatening him. They're going to fine him $500 a day if he doesn't take it down. And it's a video clip of the Democrats cheering as they're waving Ukraine flags in their hands. Cheering. They got
nothing about border security. So they won on that front because they didn't want anything on border security. And they got everything they wanted as far as giving money to Ukraine. And I heard the other swamp rat, Mitch McConnell, on Fox News earlier today. And he was going on mumbling about how this is less than 1% of our GDP, and yet it's going to go right back into our economy as this goes to all the defense contractors who make all the weapons and everything. I mean, it's such a scam. It's such a scam. No way to pay for it, except for you and me. More debt, more interest on the debt, more debt on the debt, more interest on the debt on the debt. And nothing on the border. Nothing. Ungats. So if you're the governor of Texas or Florida today or Arizona, well, Arizona, Katie Hobbs doesn't care about that. No, this is not a win. And Ron DeSantis even came out and spoke about it and said, "I can't believe this is a total capitulation to the Democrats. Total capitulation." Massey also said, by the way, that he was in the SCIF, the secure, that's the room, the SCIF, where the CIA and the NSA and the DNI and all the other three-letter agencies that scare us sat down and showed him all the intel for why we need to renew Section 702 of FISA without a warrant provision on American citizens, why that would be so, why we would die and all get blown up. And he said, "I was in the room. They didn't show us anything that would justify not getting a warrant to spy on American citizens." Nothing. So Johnson has completely flipped. I mean, he's gone. And look, and I understand Trump's defending him, and I get it because he doesn't want a distraction in an election year. I don't think anybody cares. This is where I'm telling you right now, people live their lives and they go about their day. If there's a fight to take out Johnson, nobody cares. No one knows who he is. They could care less. The problem, though, is that whoever you put in there is going to have to get in there with Democrat support. And so we are in the proverbial up the creek with no paddle. I mean, we really are. Because he was our last hope. It's not even like you can say take him out and put somebody else in, because the Democrats won't let in a guy like Massey or a guy like Scott Perry. So the Democrats would have to agree to this. And whoever you put in, it's probably going to be worse, because we also got rid of a Republican seat. Don't forget, in George Santos, we kicked him out. And now there's a Democrat in that seat. So we could all feel good about ourselves getting rid of George Santos, who wasn't convicted of anything, as Bob Menendez reigns supreme as the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, even though he's been accused of selling out the United States to not one, but two different countries to enrich himself and his wife, who he's throwing under the bus. I mean, that's just the jerseyest thing you could hear all day. But he's throwing her under the bus. He's going to basically flip on his own wife. Good. I love it. Real Senators Wives of New Jersey. It's a new reality show coming out where senators flip on their corrupt wife. Corrupt senators flip on their corrupt wives. I love it. I can't wait. It's going to be a big hit on AMC or Hallmark or something, or C-SPAN 8, The Ocho. Either way, we were told all these things, all these promises by the Speaker, Mike Johnson, who was a conservative. You know, he was a guy who was against spying on Americans. He was against all this money for Ukraine. He was against all these big emergency provision bills with no way to pay for it. He was against these omnibus bills. He was against all that stuff until he became Speaker. And then he was for all those things. And literally was the tie-breaking vote to give us warrantless spying on American citizens. So I get it. I mean, Trump's defending him because he doesn't want to deal with the distraction of an internal battle over Speaker. But I'm just telling you, people don't know. This is inside baseball stuff. That's not my worry. I don't think the average American cares. But the problem is the makeup of the House, and that you've got so many Republicans that are actually really Democrats and wanted that Ukraine funding to go through and did not want anything on the border. We can't get a real conservative speaker. Johnson was our last hope. Now, I hate to be doom and gloom about this, but Johnson was our last hope. That's why when I hear Marjorie Taylor Greene and what's his name from Florida, Matt Gaetz, talk about getting rid of Johnson, it's a moot point. It doesn't matter. You can't. We're stuck. We're stuck either way. You get rid of him, whoever you get in there is going to be just as bad. There's no way to fix this problem at this point. He was our last hope. He was our best chance. And now we're done. we're done. I mean, under Mike Johnson now, we've given Ukraine more money. We got nothing on the border, and the border is dead for the whole year, for the rest of the year. And we renewed FISA for 2 more years without getting warrants to spy on American citizens, all under Speaker Mike Johnson. And we got nothing. And we banned TikTok, too. So we're forcing the sale of a company to an American company, which I've told you before is just a way for our government to get more control over the internet and social media and apps and websites and be able to shut all these things down. Do you remember, I'll give you a name, see if you remember this person. I'm sure you do. Nina Jankowicz. Remember her? She was the failed musical theater actress who was the head of Biden's disinformation group. Well, she's launched a new organization to fight against conservative efforts to combat online censorship. She's launched the American Sunlight Project this week to fight what she believes to be a campaign by conservatives to undermine the anti-disinformation industry. She co-founded the organization alongside Carlos Alvarez Arellanos, a communications specialist who worked for left-wing group Protect Democracy during the 2020 election cycle. The American Sunlight Project wrote a letter on Monday to House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, and Representative Dan Bishop, accusing them of McCarthyism for investigating the disinformation industry and its pressure on social media platforms to censor speech. Quote from their letter. The Weaponization Committee has selectively released congressional testimony to discredit them, make them targets of harassment, and create a chilling effect across the field of disinformation research. These tactics echo the dark days of McCarthyism, but with a 21st century twist. McCarthyism? Where you're trying to root out communists? We're trying to root out people that are trying to censor people. I don't think that analogy works, actually. I don't think that analogy works. I'm not a big fan of what Joe McCarthy did, but trying to root out disinformation is not the same as trying to root out commies. I mean, disinformation hurts America, and we should root it out. I'm sorry, the censorship. The censorship hurts America because that's what it is. It's censorship under the guise of disinformation. They argue this disinformation hurts America, but we know that censorship hurts America because the First Amendment protects speech. Even if speech is wrong, it's protected by the First Amendment. So it's not disinformation that hurts America. It's censorship that hurts America because that's in violation of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. McCarthy rooting out commies, individuals, is not the same as rooting out efforts to censor the American people. It's a stupid analogy by a dumb woman who could not make it as a musical theater actress. And I get it. It's a tough industry. The Weaponization Committee has selectively released congressional testimony. I've read that part to you. The House Subcommittee on Weaponization, chaired by Jim Jordan, has been investigating the close relationship between federal agencies, disinformation nonprofits, and social media platforms, particularly in the lead up to the 2020 presidential election. Disinformation nonprofits. Have you heard that term before? I have not. But things like the Stanford Internet Observatory, the Center for Election Security, well, these two disinformation nonprofits, they worked alongside the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, the CIA, the State Department, and other government agencies, I'm assuming probably the CDC, the National Allergy Infectious Disease people, to monitor certain kinds of speech on Facebook and Twitter during and after the 2020 election cycles, according to multiple reports compiled by the subcommittee. This pattern of coordination between these disinformation nonprofits and our government first received national attention when a group of independent journalists released the Twitter documents, the Twitter files, as you know them. This was shortly after billionaire Elon Musk purchased the platform. Musk quickly fired the top brass and instituted a series of changes to the platform to prevent censorship practices targeted at large conservative accounts. Now, two things I want to mention on this. One is that when the TikTok ban goes through, the next target they'll have is Elon Musk. And Mitch McConnell today already said the quiet part out loud. He said, you know what held up the Ukraine funding? Tucker Carlson. He said Tucker Carlson was out there demonizing the Ukraine funding, and that's what held it up. Tucker Carlson. Where does Tucker do his show now? On Twitter, on social, on X. Do you see where this is going? How quickly they're going to say that X is a tool of the Russians? How that platform is being used to help Russia and hurt the interests of the United States of America? And how soon until they force Elon Musk to sell Twitter? How soon until they say that his efforts here are helping one of our enemies? And then we'll, as conservatives, decry this, of course. Even the conservatives that voted for the TikTok ban will decry this, even though people like me told them that that's exactly what would happen if they voted for the TikTok ban. But they'll pretend like none of that ever happened. So they'll go on and they'll warn everybody about China. We'll hear this over and over again. China bad, China bad, China bad. As if China can't get our data any other way. China can get the data any way it wants. Our government can get the data any way it wants because Scott Perry's act to require the government to be able to have to get a warrant before it could buy your data, your internet browsing, your shopping history, all that, that was also not included as part of this foreign aid package. It was not included as part of the renewal of Section 702 of FISA. So the government's still free to spy on you and get all your data without a warrant. China can do it. China can buy it from anybody. The TikTok ban is a ruse. It's a total ruse. It's a way for them to get control over the internet for people like Nina Jankowicz and the disinformation people and the deep states, since they all coordinate together to gain control over social media. And once again, conservatives, Republicans are falling right into this trap because they've said the two words, the two C words. China and children. Not any other C word you might have thought of when I said C word. China and children. They said those two C words, and immediately Republicans go, oh, we can protect the children, stop China. And they don't see exactly what they're doing. The disinformation police, the nonprofits, Nina Jankowicz, working side by side with the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Homeland Security, Fauci, the CDC, to censor speech under the guise of disinformation. Well, I'll give you a great example of that. For example, the Hunter Biden laptop story was considered disinformation. So these disinformation nonprofits worked alongside with the government to make sure that you couldn't talk about the Hunter Biden laptop, even though our government knew it was true because the FBI had the laptop in their possession. But they wanted to see Trump out. And the deep state was able to get him out by coordinating with this so that you couldn't know about the Hunter Biden laptop. And what we've done with this TikTok ban is we're enabling them to eventually shut down Twitter, which is really the last platform we have once TikTok is gone to be able to push conservative messages. Because as Trump has said, Facebook, way worse than TikTok. Facebook's way worse. And Facebook now is going to be left with a monopoly, basically. They'll be left with a monopoly. Somebody will, I mean, ByteDance will eventually sell, and an American company will own it, and everybody will think, aha, you see, it worked. But it didn't work because what you've done is you've empowered the government to be able to say that if a social media platform or an app is owned by or is coordinating with a foreign adversary, and right now there's four of them defined, and one of them happens to be Russia, then the United States can force the sale. Where was Tucker Carlson recently? Interviewing Vladimir Putin in Russia. Where does Tucker Carlson do his show? He does his show now on Twitter. X. You don't see where this goes? This goes to getting rid of that pesky Elon Musk guy. And eventually Truth Social, too. Eventually, they'll try to get rid of Trump's platform. They'll argue that that's Russian disinformation. They'll find all these Russian bots who are on Truth Social. And then they'll say that that app also is helping a foreign adversary and needs to be sold. And they'll get that out of Trump's hands. Because they want complete control over the internet. They want to be able to ensure that whatever is said is subject to them, and they're approving of it as information. And this coordination is so obvious and so blatant. And what their plans are so obvious and so blatant. And Republicans fall for it again because we hear China and children. And we go, okay, government, protect us. Do whatever you have to do. Surrender liberty. Tear up the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Just keep me safe from China. Keep my children safe from Tide Pods. You don't see that this is just leading into more censorship, more government control, more deep state control over your thoughts, your words, your ability to communicate, their ability to control the message. That's what we're doing here. And in addition to that, we've surrendered no border security, nothing, ungats, as my people say, and Ukraine gets everything it wants. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Listen, let me tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. He's a great guy. He's a great friend. And he is the master of dental implants. That's what he's known for. And for more than 10 years now, Dr. Mike Veneria has been recognized among his peers as a master of dental implants. He's a great guy. And you're going to love going to his office. He has two offices to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right across the bridge. And my whole family goes to Dr. Veneria because the level of care and commitment to dental excellence that Dr. Mike and his staff delivers to every patient is unmatched. He's been delivering results that surpass expectations, and that has made him a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. So, if you've been on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, reach out to Dr. Mike today. You have a choice, a clear choice for you and your family. Give Dr. Veneria a call. I promise you will not be disappointed. With two locations to serve you, in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Remember, he's my dentist, he's my friend, and he's the guy who's going to give you the smile of your dreams, and you deserve a beautiful smile. Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All righty. Tucker's fault. Let's go through a couple things here. I'm glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. By the way, I want to remind you, we'll be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May a week from Friday for our first live show of the year, Friday, May 3rd. I'm excited. I was talking to my buddy Caitlin today. We're going to have a great time, great turnout. So mark your calendar a week from Friday, Friday, May 3rd. Can't believe it's here. We're almost to the summer. I love it. I love it. The weather is beautiful out. It's just a great time of year and a great time to be down in Cape May. May in particular, because it's not the high time yet, but you'll still be able to experience beautiful weather and all the great restaurants and shops and everything. So Friday, May 3rd. We're monitoring the speaker who's going to give remarks at Columbia University in New York City, which has been the hotbed of all of these protests that are going on right now. So we'll jump in on that as soon as he comes out and speaks. But I want to – this disinformation thing, and this is really important to understand here, that Nina Jankowicz and her disinformation group – and she's back now. She's the failed musical theater actress who's now back and trying to once again launch her online censorship group to defend the virtues of online censorship. And this pattern of coordination between our government, all the scary three-letter, four-letter, five-letter agencies at working side-by-side with big tech and working side-by-side with these disinformation NGOs, these nonprofits, to push this stuff. And this is what the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of Government is trying to push through here, is trying to expose all this. And so as a response to that, she's coming out and saying, stop it. Stop it right now. Most notably, Jankowicz endorsed a debunked letter in October of 2020 by 51 former national intelligence officials claiming without evidence the Hunter Biden laptop, first reported by the New York Post, was likely the product of Russian disinformation efforts. Facebook and Twitter censored the Hunter Biden laptop story and prevented it from being shared. She was all in on that, as were all the people in the deep state and government and everybody else. Jankowicz rose to prominence when the Department of Homeland Security appointed her to lead its infamously short-lived Disinformation's Governance Board, her past amplification of widespread falsehoods surrounding the discredited Russiagate scandal. The Hunter Biden laptop story severely diminished her credibility and led to the DHS board folding only months after it started. But remember, it's not really gone. And the government now views your thoughts as critical infrastructure. Just remember that. Testimony last year by one of the letter's signatories, former CIA official Mike Morrell, revealed the Biden campaign orchestrated the letter and its publication in Politico days before the final presidential debate between then Democratic candidate Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. You remember that came up during the debate. And Joe Biden was able to turn around and say 51 former national security experts all came out and said this is Russia. Federal investigators verified the contents of Biden's laptop in late 2019 by cross-referencing it against his Apple iCloud server, according to Special Agent David Weiss and his team of prosecutors and IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley. Numerous media organizations have independently verified the authenticity of the laptop. After her brief Department of Homeland Security stint as the disinformation czar, Jankowicz registered as a foreign agent to work for a British disinformation think tank, partially funded by the United Kingdom. So you see, when you think about the issue of a TikTok ban, I want you to understand that this is really about just people like her and the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and the CDC and everybody else having control over speech, having control over information. Because don't forget, they did the same crap with COVID. They did the same exact stuff when it came to the COVID lab leak theory, when it came to the effectiveness of masks, when it came to side effects of the vaccine, all those things. The government was working with big tech to censor. A tiny group of lawmakers huddled in private about a year ago, aiming to keep the discussions away from TikTok lobbyists while bulletproofing a bill that could ban the app. Thunder Run. Not the Bruce Springsteen song, or that's Thunder Road, or a Mad Max movie. Just over a year ago, lawmakers displayed a rare show of bipartisanship when they grilled Xiao Chu, TikTok's chief executive, about the video app's ties to China. Their harsh questioning suggested that Washington was gearing up to force the company to sever ties with its Chinese owner or even ban the app altogether. Then came mostly silence. Little emerged from the House committee that held the hearing, and a proposal to enable the administration to force a sale or ban TikTok fizzled in the Senate. But behind the scenes, A tiny group of lawmakers began plotting a secretive effort that culminated on Wednesday when President Biden signed a bill that forces TikTok to be sold by its Chinese owner ByteDance or risk getting banned. The measure, which the Senate passed late Tuesday, upends the future of an app that claims 170 million users in the United States and that touches virtually every aspect of American life. For nearly a year, the New York Times says, lawmakers and some of their aides worked to write a version of the bill, concealing their efforts to avoid setting off TikTok's lobbying might. To bulletproof the bill from expected legal challenges and persuade uncertain lawmakers, the group worked within the Justice Department and the White House. And the last stage, a race to the president's desk that led some aides to nickname the bill Thunder Run, played out in 7 weeks from when it was publicly introduced. You don't get many opportunities like this on a major issue. And they were directly involved in shaping this, people like Steve Scalise, who I respect tremendously, but he's dead wrong on this. He said, the fight's been going on for years. We learned a lot from each step. And we wanted to make sure we had strong legal standing and a strong bipartisan coalition to do this. But the bill in and of itself gives the government so much power beyond just simply banning TikTok. Because if you want to ban TikTok, you just have a one-page bill. And it says ByteDance has to sell TikTok or else it's banned. And it'd be one page and it'd be not even a whole paragraph. It'd be like a sentence. I'd even give you a run-on sentence. This bill says that ByteDance has to sell TikTok by this date or the app is banned. Boom. That's how you ban TikTok. But the bill does not do that. The bill adds all kinds of things onto it. And that's because they worked on with various committees within the deep state to ensure that the government would have all kinds of power to be able to go after any app or any website that they deem to be working with a foreign adversary. And the goal here, of course, is to force the sale. They don't want to see TikTok banned. And that's what gives people a sense of relief. They turn around and go, oh, well, TikTok's not going to be banned. It's going to be owned by an American company. Yay! Except the problem is, if that American company is, say, another lefty like Mark Zuckerberg, you're going to go, oh, as they start working with the government to censor your speech again. And now the government has the power to turn around and say that other platforms working with foreign adversaries are also now, they have to be sold as well, or they're going to be banned. Now, to prove my point to you, here's Mitch McConnell blaming Tucker Carlson for the holdup on the aid to Ukraine. Take a listen.
Argue backers of Ukraine in the Senate here, but what took so long to get some of these other eight Republicans persuaded to your position here? Was it the overall nature of this bill and what was lost in that time period for Ukraine?
Well, that's a good question. You already know the answer. I think the demonization of Ukraine began by Tucker Carlson, who, in my opinion, ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin. And so he had an enormous audience, which convinced a lot of rank-and-file Republicans that maybe this was a mistake. I think the former president had sort of mixed views on it. We all felt that border was a complete disaster, myself included. And Chad, you remember covering the phases we went through. First, there was an effort to make law, which required...
Let's stop it right there for just a second, Matt. Thank you. So I want to just focus on what he said about Tucker, where he belonged all along, which is with Vladimir Putin. Now, can't you see in the future when somebody pesky like Tucker Carlson on a platform that's pesky like Twitter, X, is out there allowing speech that disagrees with the administration on Ukraine, and how easy it is for them to turn around and say, this app is in cahoots with Russia, our enemy, which is specifically named in the bill. There's four countries named in the bill. Russia's one of them, in addition to China. So can't you see then how they'll turn around and then say, well, you can't own TikTok anymore. You can't own Twitter, Elon Musk. You've got to sell it. Your propaganda machine for the Russians. I mean, you can almost hear it. Your propaganda machine for Vladimir Putin needs to end. And then they'll do the same thing to Truth Social. They'll turn around and they'll say, This platform has been doing nothing but election interference, nothing but election disinformation. And because the same people in the swamp, you heard my interview with Cash Patel yesterday. If you missed it, please listen to the podcast because it's excellent. His book, Government Gangsters, and I hope we'll be able to host him in Philadelphia for a screening of his movie or his book or something. But he said it. You know, all these people in the deep state who want to stop Donald Trump from becoming president, it's not just the people in the law enforcement, national security wing of the deep state. It's also all the people that make money in various government sectors who want to stop him from becoming president. So what they'll do is they'll also force him to give up Truth Social. They'll say that there's disinformation on there. There's Russian bots on there. It's a tool of Russia. Can't you hear Nancy Pelosi saying that? And all you got to do is just, the president, if it's not Trump, can just turn around and literally now exert his authority to even claim other countries as bad guys. And then the United States will turn around and force those companies to come under the rule of some nice Silicon Valley lefty. And we can all go, yay, it's owned by an American, even though that American is hostile to conservatives and is more than happy to work with the disinformation committee and the disinformation nonprofits and the deep state, like the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and all the CDC and all the other groups, to ensure that only proper approved information is on those platforms and not that pesky disinformation that you moms are putting out there saying things like my kids should be in school, kids don't die from COVID, things like that. That pesky disinformation. So this is where we're going to end up. And I just want you to know this because it's April 24th. And we've had this pattern over the last, 10 years or so that I've been on the air where I've made these claims. I've made these proclamations. And then a couple years later, when it comes true, I go, I told you. So just for those of you who are the Zioli Army historians, keep track of Wednesday, April 24th, when I make this prediction that they will ultimately try to force the sale of TikTok, of Twitter and Truth Social at some point. And or who knows the next app, the other pesky app that allows conservative thoughts and speech and things on there. Like, for example, if an app refuses to refer to pregnant women as pregnant people, putting out disinformation on transgender by suggesting maybe it's a mental illness, or putting out disinformation on, you know, puberty blockers, how you're trying to get the word out that puberty blockers are dangerous for children. Well, the government's deemed that misinformation, so that has to be taken down. Or you're trying to push out there how, you know, all these detransitioners have come out and they've said, I wish I never gotten this surgery, but these doctors basically talked me into it. Well, that's disinformation. That has to come down. And if you don't cooperate with the government now can force its hand. If you've got even 10% ownership by a foreign company, that means that if a foreign country has invested and bought stock in your company, well, they can force the sale of it. So what they'll do is they'll just use it as another tool of intimidation. They'll use it as a tool of intimidation to tell all these other apps, websites, platforms, whatever, you better be good. You better cooperate with us. You better cooperate with us and make sure that you take down this pesky disinformation because we'd hate to have to force you to sell it. It's like, you know, nice place you got here. Be a shame if something happened to it. And that is the big story of the day today, brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria. VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. All right, I've got more on this Ukraine vote, how we got here, the discharge petition, what that means, the future for Speaker Mike Johnson after all this, what happens? And obviously a lot of that depends on who becomes president of the United States. But I'll talk about all that with you. We're awaiting the current Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, to speak at Columbia University. We'll jump in on that for you when it happens. But I want to tell you about Natural Lawn of America, because Natural Lawn is, they do a great job, such a great job. I've been using them for years, and I'm so happy about the great work that they do. And if you want a greener, healthier lawn that's safer for your family and pets, you need to call my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. I've been a customer for years, and you're going to love the results. Natural Lawn has been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, and with fewer weeds for over 35 years. Their certified specialists tailor their treatments to your lawn's specific needs. The environmentally friendly approach reduces the need for chemicals and creates a safer lawn for your family and pets. Natural Lawn is locally owned and family operated in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. They are competitively priced and they have a satisfaction guarantee. I trust the leader in organic-based lawn care, and you should too. And what sets them apart is when the technician came to my house, wrote detailed notes about the kind of weeds I have, what he's going to do to make my lawn greener because my lawn's different from your lawn. It's a specific approach. Customized for your lawn. That's the difference, and I love it. So give them a call today. New customers can take advantage of Natural Lawn's unbeatable offer, free seeding every year. That's right. Natural Lawn, you schedule Natural Lawn's full service program, and they will seed your lawn for free every year. Just call 800-FREE-SEED, 1-800-FREE-SEED, or visit naturallawn.com to learn more. Choose my lawn care company, the one I've been using for years, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
This is back when Bruce was good.
Don't run back inside, darling, you know,
before he became a farmer. Farmer Bruce.
So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe
it's the nicest thing you've ever said about Bruce Springsteen. Anymore. That he used before to be good at one point.
Yeah, he was good then. Not now. But this is a long time ago. Before he became Farmer McSpringsteen and the EIEIO band and started taking the New Jersey Farmland Assessment Tax Credit because he sold corn on the cob on the side of the road or something. So his property taxes went from $160,000 a year to like $6 a year. I'm just a man of the people. So wait, this Lisa Monaco, I'm glad you reminded me of this. Lisa Monaco, just to kind of put a bow on this disinformation stuff, Lisa Monaco was President Barack Obama's top counterterrorism advisor when she was handed an intractable problem: fix the administration's ineffective response to the kidnappings of Americans by Islamic State fighters. And she made a name for herself in all this. Well, now she is at the Justice Department. And she's the Justice Department's number two, where she plays a key role in now combating domestic extremism ever since the high holy day of the left, January the 6th. She works closely with Attorney General Merrick Garland to make sure that people out there are not going to be insurrectionists. And as part of that, of course, is to make sure they combat disinformation. Investigators under her are now looking into people who could potentially be. And the way they do that is they start making profiles on people. That's what Ms. Monaco is doing over at the Department of Justice. So you see, the point that I'm making to you is that all the powers and everything that we used to give people power to fight terrorism, they then turn around and say, you're the terrorist. You're the domestic violent extremist. Now, to tie this into the social media aspect of this, you have the disinformation part of it. And then you have, as the Thunder Road story tells us, the involvement of the Justice Department in writing this bill. And guess who is at the helm of writing the bill? Lisa Monaco. So the woman who was at one time combating domestic, or I should say international terrorism, as Obama's Homeland Security Advisor, now at Biden's Department of Justice, where she oversees now combating domestic violent extremism, i.e. people wearing Cabela's fishing hats and having Bibles and guns, she helped write the bill. My point is that absolutely everything about this TikTok ban, and I'm using air quotes, is about giving the deep state more power over the information on the internet under the guise of fighting disinformation to prevent what? Domestic violent extremism. That's what. See, if the Russians are able to put all their bots out there, if you're able to put out election disinformation, if you don't agree with them on what really is the real truth about something, that could lead to another insurrection. So you see, if some of those pesky sites like Twitter have people like Tucker Carlson, who's clearly a Putin puppet, or Truth Social, where they allow all those Russian bots, or those sites that just allow people to express their opinions on things that the government finds threatening to its agenda, people like Lisa Monaco will be able to work with people like Nina Jankowicz to have it shut down. And if the apps and the websites and all the sites don't comply, well, then they will force them to be sold to a nice lefty Silicon Valley-based company who will do their bidding. And then the high trinity, the holy trinity, the unholy trinity of the government, social media, and corporate media can work together to do their thing, to control the information, tell you what is real, tell you what is not real. And you think it's just about making TikTok be owned by an American company. You're just not paying attention, if that's how you feel. All right, we got a big 4 o'clock hour coming up. Congressman Jeff Van Drew is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour, 855-839-1210, on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.